Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Rehart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Bonds scores. Mays moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Dietz moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Pepitone, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hart. Davis moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hart moves to second. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Rosario pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Lanier now playing third base. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second, with Kessinger covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-4 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Kingman moves to second. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson is walked intentionally. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Henderson scores. Dietz moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Phil Regan now pitching. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perry bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Phil Regan. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.